About to resume play here in the second half. Welcome back, everyone, to Mount Washington, Kentucky, here at Bullitt East High School, where the Shelby County Rockets trail at halftime 21-18 to the Chargers, who will receive the opening kickoff of the second half. Sean Cressup here with the play-by-play alongside Tom Doyle as the Chargers trot out their receiving team, number 23. Hunter Perdue is back deep to return for the Chargers, and the senior kicker, Josh Edwards, giving some high fives out and helping get this Rocket football team hyped up and ready to go here to start the second half of play.
It'd be nice to get one in the end zone right here, not give those speedsters back there a chance to get any kind of momentum going, just get them pinned right off the get-go and get to playing D.
Rocket's going to kick away from right to left. Here's Edwards' approach and high end over end kick into the end zone for a touchback, and the Chargers will start from their own 20.
Well, that's step one out of the way.
Three-point ball game. Edwards did hit a 43-yard field goal to end the first half of play, so he has had a pretty good night. He's been busy tonight, more busy than I think he's been probably in a half of football all season.
Kicked off three times, two punts or three, field goal, a couple extra points.
Charger offense comes out, two wideouts to the far side, two near side, and Hunter Perdue flanked to the right side of quarterback Zach Kessler, who takes the shotgun snap. He'll throw it on first down, intended on the right sideline for wide receiver number 26. That's Cameron Brooks. This one out of the reach of Brooks. Number 13, Ethan Goree in coverage for Shelby County.
Excellent coverage. They try to run a little pick right there, and the Rockets stayed man up, did not make a switch to get wide open down through there.
Same formation here again. This is a common set for Bullitt East. Kessler in the shotgun, awaiting the snap. Here it is. He'll hand it off to Perdue up the middle, and he'll be stopped for a short gain as he gets over the 20 to about the 21. We'll call it about a yard gain on second down. And so Shelby County forces Bullitt East into a third and long situation here on their first drive of the second half.
You know, most teams you do know automatically, you know, it's a passing situation. With Bullitt East, that backfield, you never know what they're going to come out with.
21-18 here, Bullitt East, on their opening drive here on third down and eight.
Rockets are coming after him.
Here's a pass across the middle. This one intended for number 13, Ian Holahan, and he'll have it across the 30-yard line out to the 33, and that pitch and catch is good for a Charger first down.
Kessler did an excellent job right there, sort of looked at the flat and threw across his body, you know, really looked the receiver off. It was excellent vision there by the quarterback.
First and 10, Bullitt East, with 11:03 left to go here in the second half of play underway, the third quarter. Two wideouts to both sides, and here's the keeper from the quarterback, Kessler, up the middle, going to be tripped up across the 40 by James Bradley of Shelby.
You know, it almost appears Bullitt East is doing a little zone blocking. Those guys running in behind those big old linemen, find what seems open to the outside and just sort of pops it out to the side and straight forward.
Gain of 8 on the play, second down and 2 as the ball is laid down at the 41 of Bullitt East. Looking to the near sideline is Kessler. He walks back here and looks back over again toward head coach Mark Sander. Here's the snap on second down, a pass over the middle, a slant route, complete out to number 26. Cameron Brooks, the 5'10 wide receiver, has another first down for Bullitt East.
Looks like a Rocket have Tyler Drain playing in the secondary back there.
Drain is out on the field. He is about 11 yards off the football, going to be a defensive back for Shelby County here in this second half. First and 10 from the Charger 49-yard line. Kessler in the shotgun, going to keep it up the middle. He's met at about the 47 of Shelby County before falling down at the 45-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play on first down.
Again, it's just that little bit of zone blocking. Come up, read where the line's going. If they're pushing everybody, just try to fall right in behind them and try to get upfield for 3 or 4 yards.
Opening drive of the second half for Bullitt East, who leads 21-18 with 9:18 left to play here in the third quarter. Kessler has Hunter Perdue, number 23, to his right in the shotgun. Second down and 4. Here's the snap, and they'll give it to Perdue up the middle. He's got space. He's into the open field inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bullitt East. 45-yard scamper up the middle for Hunter Perdue, his third rushing touchdown of the game. and it pushes the lead for Bullet East out to 27-18.
You know, again, we're putting a lot of people up on toward the line of scrimmage, starting to blitz off the corners or the middle. He popped through the middle, and there's absolutely nobody there.
Freshman kicker Christian Foster has been perfect tonight. This is her fourth extra point attempt. Good snap, good hold, and a good kick. Bullet East, on their first drive of the second half, scores a touchdown and pushes its lead to 28-18 with 9:01 left to play in the third. This is Rocket Football on Power 93.3 WXLN.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
28-18 our score here back at Charger Stadium tonight, where the Rockets set to receive the ensuing kickoff after a Charger touchdown, a 45-yard run from Hunter Perdue. Here's Foster's kick. Going to be bobbled here by Brandon Davis. He'll pick it up after it bounced on the turf. Trying to run around the right side and find some space before being run out of bounds at about the 25-yard line of Shelby County.
You know, Keon Stone and Brandon was both back there, just a little bit miscommunication. The kick was to our side of the field. Brandon sort of just bounces on the ground a little bit, no big deal. But then we're trying to return on the right side. And, you know, a lot of our yardage went cross field with it.
So the Rocket offense comes out with 8:53 left to go, trailing 10, 28-18 here in the third quarter. Tyler Drain, senior quarterback, in the shotgun with Caleb Moorhead lined up behind him. Keon Stone goes in motion, and the give is to Moorhead up the middle, and he'll get out for a gain of 3, maybe 4. They'll spot him down at the 29-yard line, so call it 4 yards on first down.
You know, I'm going to give Bullitt's kicker a little credit. She, on the kickoff, she has pinned us down inside the 30 almost every time, mm-hmm. except for the one, you know, she kicked out of bounds and squibbed one, but she's had some excellent kickoffs.
Clock running here with 8:27 left in the third. Shelby County with second down and 6. Here's a high snap, going to be bobbled by Drain. He's going to try and find space up the middle. Now he's got some room. He turns on the jets over midfield, inside the 35, running down the right sideline. Can he get to the end zone? He's tackled inside the 5-yard line of Bullet East, but a high snap turned into a huge gain, almost a score for Shelby County, as the quarterback, Tyler Drain, gets way down in deep into Bullet East territory. He's brought down at the 4-yard line, and Shelby County, just like that, approaching pay dirt.
You know, Rockets got a break. That was a busted play. I tell you what, Cameron Brooks, he chased Tyler down. That's some wheels. I mean, Tyler, you know, he's state finalist.
First and goal from the 4. Here's Keon Stone on the option pitch. Takes a stop, going to jump across the 5-yard line, try to get back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like no gain on the play. We're going to have a whistle blow the play dead here.
There's a flag out there.
There is a flag on the defensive side of the field, but wait and see what the call is.
Against the Rockets. Sure it's a hold by the umpire.
They call this a block in the back against Shelby County. On an option pitch, I'm not exactly sure how you do that unless you crack back, I guess.
You're inside the box.
It's curious, but they'll move the ball back to the 15-yard line, and so we'll replay first down. It's first and goal from the 15. Drain from the gun. They'll put Davis in motion to the right side, and that drain is dropped back at the 21-yard line. For a loss on the play, that's number 74, William West, senior defensive lineman in the backfield to drop Tyler Drain for a loss.
So we go first and goal from the 5, and now we're looking at second and goal from about the 19.
It did give Drain forward progress to the 19, although he was brought down at the 21. So second down now and goal from the 19. Davis in motion. I'll give it to Ebby Mack up the middle, who subs in for Caleb Moorhead. He gets across the 15. He's spotted down at about the 12-yard line, and so the Rockets staring down a third and goal from the 12.
You know, we got a decision that they probably need to be talking about over there right now is if we don't get in, we're going to go for it, or if we don't get in, we're going to kick a field goal.
Here it is, third and goal from the 12 as they send Keon Stone in motion. They're going to roll Drain out to throw it over the middle. He's got a man. Is he in the end zone? Yes! Touchdown, Shelby County! Drain threw a low pass over the middle. Looks like that's going to be Clayton O'Donohue on the reception for the Rockets, and the Rockets score on a 12-yard pitch and catch.
It was O'Donohue, and I'm going to tell you what, he broke down. He made a great catch with both hands. You know, down below his knees. Sort of picked that one up.
Drain rolled out to his right, threw back a little bit across the body in a low throw, and O'Donohue able to bring that in just across the goal line. Here's the extra point, and it is up and good. My goodness, that was a bad hold there from Drain, but he was able to get the high snap down, and Edwards knocks it through, and so Shelby County answers. 28-25 with 6:30 left to play here in the third quarter. This is Rocket Football on Power 93.3.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. Is that a time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, let's get your hands on. Oh.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
28-25, Shelby County answers the opening score from Bullet East with a touchdown of their own. 12-yard touchdown reception for Clayton O'Donohue, his first touchdown catch of this 2016 season. And the kickoff from Josh Edwards floats 3 yards deep into the end zone for a touchback.
Well, it's time for the Rockets defense step up. They're going to have to make a stop. And, you know, we got to figure out a way to get a stop, get us back in front of turning the ball over to, you know, to the other team without them scoring.
Kessler comes out with Hunter Perdue in the backfield with him, two wide outs to each side, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Here's the snap. Going to be a pass over the middle, and a shoestring tackle misses. This is a catch made by 44, Desler. He's all the way deep into Rocket territory, dives across the end zone, pylon for a touchdown. 80 yards on one play for Bullet East on a slant pattern over the middle. And just like that, Bullet East is in the end zone.
And, you know, we've got so many people up. One missed tackle, runner's gone.
Got an injured player on the field. It's another Shelby County player over by the far pylon in the end zone. A player is standing up. Can't see a number here either.
I think it's number 9.
Aaron Edwards bending over at the waist.
He sprinted as hard as he could to get down there and try to make a diving catch. I'm sure just sort of knocked the breath out of him a little bit. But he did make a great effort to try to stop that touchdown.
Bullet East scores on an 80-yard touchdown pass. That was number 44, Justin Devler, the 5-foot, 1.5 running back, motored on a slant route from the left side of the field to the middle of the field and broke one tackle, was off to the races, was almost run down, as we mentioned, by Garrett Edwards, who is receiving some attention now on the field on the far sideline.
You know, 44 for them, he dropped one of those earlier. I'm sure they had that bringing him out of the backfield. They remembered that one.
34-25 is 9-point advantage here as we await Edwards leaving the field, which he is walking off under his own power. The fifth touchdown of the game for Bullet East. And it'll be the fifth extra point try for freshman kicker Christian Foster. She is 4 for 4 tonight. Left-footed kicker. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And good. She gets knocked down, and Shelby County is going to get whistled for a flag here as Foster went to the ground after the kick. I don't believe there was any real intent. Just some momentum from one of the Rocket players carried over into the kicker. And I'm curious to know if they probably will get a roughing the kicker call here.
Or ran into, you know, after the follow through. Didn't take a good angle in there to try to block that.
They do call it running into the kicker. And they'll mark the penalty off on the kickoff. But nonetheless, 35-25, Bullet East on top. We'll step away for a short break. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on Power 93.3 WXLN.
All Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Back at Bullet East High School, the ensuing kickoff was a pop kick that was into the hands of Connor Dean of Shelby County, but deflected hard off of
the shoulder pad
and back toward midfield, where the kicker, Christian Foster, was all by herself and was able to fall on top of the football. And Bullet East gets the football at the 45-yard line of Shelby County, leading by 10. Just a bad break for the Rockets. Here's the shotgun snap. Kessler going to keep it around the right side. He's going to get over the 40. Gain of about 6 on the play with 6 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. 35-25, Bullet East on top.
You know, Sean, that we're 4 games into the season, and, you know, that's not the first botched kickoff we've seen out of the Rockets this year.
Mm-mm. It is something that has plagued this team so far all year. Second down and 4 from the 39. Here's Kessler, hands it off to Purdue. He'll be knocked down by Connor Dean, just shy of the first down marker. It's only a gain of 3 on the play. It'll bring up third down and 1.
And knocked down he was. That's a great stick by Connor Dean coming up through there.
5:13 left to go in the third quarter. Be third and 1 from the 36-yard line. Kessler going to keep it. He's got the first down as he spun down about the 31-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play.
Right now, the Bullet East line is just having all they want with the Rockets' defensive line. The Rockets are trying to blitz, shoot some gaps, and just not having any luck at all.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line of Shelby County. Bullet East with 2 wide receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side, moving from left to right across the radio dial, wearing the red jerseys and gold pants, gold helmets. Hand off to Purdue over the right side. Breaks one tackle, gets into the secondary, and he'll be brought down at about the 20-yard line. Another first down run for Purdue.
Right now the wideouts from Bullet East are getting on our secondary, our linebackers, and we're not getting off those blocks very well.
Clock moving at 4:19 here in the third quarter. Bullet East up 10, deep into Rocket territory. First and 10 from the 20. Senior quarterback Zach Kessler in the shotgun. Purdue to his right. Another handoff to Purdue, and he'll be met at the line of scrimmage or being brought down for a short game. Defensive substitutions coming in and out of the game here for the Rockets, as we see Ryan Johns come back onto the field, replacing Brendan Durr. Second down and 8 from the 18. Kessler going to keep it. He's got all kinds of room after he fakes the handoff. He's off to the left side and into the end zone for a touchdown. Zach Kessler with an 18-yard touchdown run for Bullet East. They have blown this game open now. 41, excuse me.
Another Rocket
to 25
down.
And another Rocket player down in the end zone as two of his teammates are waving over training staff and coaches.
Not sure who it was, Sean.
All the way in the back corner of the end zone to our right, which would be the west end of the field. We've got three personnel out there now with a coach as the Rockets and Chargers both move to their respective sidelines. With 3 minutes and 26 seconds left here in the third quarter, Bullet East up 41-25.
And, you know, it's all up front. That play there, Kessler again, faked the handoff up through there, got behind his big tackle, waited to see where a hole was going to be. There wasn't nothing. Popped it right around the left side, and he went untouched pretty much.
Still got a player down out there. Can't tell who it is, and so we'll step away for a short break. It's 41-25 with 3:26 here left in the third. Injury timeout on the field. You're listening to Rocket Football on 93.3.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
So they've tended to the injured Rocket and removed him to the sideline. Not sure who that is. But we will have the extra point try. 41-25 with 3:26 left to go in the third quarter. Christian Foster, the kicker, on for the extra point. High snap, good hold. Kick is up and good. 42-25. Bullet East in command here in Mount Washington on homecoming. We'll be back with more Rocket Football in just a moment.
Cub Cadet owners know the joy of attacking yard work with the strongest equipment, like the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, the strongest, most comfortable lawn tractors ever built, backed by the strongest warranty and robust Cub Cadet commercial and residential zero-turn riders with lap bar or steering wheel control, plus industry-leading signature cut series walk-behind mowers. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Back in Mount Washington here at Bullet East High School, where the Chargers are way out in front of Shelby County, 42-25 here in the third quarter. Kicker Christian Foster set to kick this one away. This one squibbed down the middle, picked up by Justice Powers at the 30, still moving at about the 33 before the whistle blows the play dead. They'll give him forward progress to the 34-yard line, and Shelby County with 3:20 left in the third. Tom has got to get something going here on the offensive side of the football.
I'm trying to see, I think an injury a while ago with Tyler Drain. Trying to see what the Rockets are going to do here at quarterback.
Well, it's Colin O'Hare who comes out to take over the quarterback position for Shelby County. It was Tyler Drain injured on the last series, and so Shelby County has their second string QB in with a first team offense. Colin O'Hare hands it off up the middle. This is Eddie Mack, gets out to the 40-yard line. Gain of six on that run. So we've got some new faces in different places here tonight on this Rocket offense with a few injuries to skill players. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. It's O'Hare. Colin O'Hare, the quarterback now for Shelby County. 5'10", 170-pound junior quarterback. Here's the shotgun snap. Handoff over the right side to number 21. That's Eddie Mack again. He's up to the 45, and that's good enough for a Rockets first down.
You know, Mack was in on the last series, the Rockets had. Moorhead went down with an injury. Just for a series, you wonder if that long break, long halftime, you know, we thought he might have taken a helmet into his quad or something, if it's just gotten really tight on him and he's unable to go.
First and 10 from the Rockets' 45-yard line. Colin O'Hare, the junior quarterback, in the shotgun. Hands it off up the middle. This one to Mack again, and he will be met in the backfield. Excuse me, that's not Mack. That's number 42, Brendan Durr, in the backfield for the Rockets. That's his first carry of this ball game. And he'll lose a yard on first down. It'll be second and 11.
That was big number 79 there, the right tackle for Bullet East. He just met him head on, and that's a big boy.
Second down and 11. Then Davis in motion to the far sideline. They'll hand it off up the middle. And so we've seen a steady dose. That's Brendan Durr again. And no gain on the play, and it'll bring up, well, they will mark him forward. How about that? They do give him all the way up to across. Across the 45-yard line, about a yard gain, and it's now third down and almost 10 yards. 1:18 left to play here in the third quarter. Shelby County trailing on the road here tonight, 42-25. Here's the snap. They'll pitch it on the sweep to Brandon Davis around the right side. He'll run out of bounds before a gain of about 3 yards. That'll bring up fourth down. They'll spot it at the, oh boy, what are they going to do here? They spotted him at the 46-yard line. They didn't give him anything at all.
Must have stepped out pretty quick.
Yeah, he must have. And so it's fourth down and 9 from the 46-yard line, and senior punter Josh Edwards comes out to kick this one away. Clock is stopped at 1:04 here in the third quarter. Good snap back to Edwards. He'll get this one away. Wobbly kick back to the middle of the field. Bounces down at the 19, inside the 10.
Get on the ball!
And the ball is recovered by Shelby County inside the 10, and
that's
where
Rocket football.
It?
Yes, he did.
He fell on the football. That should be a fumble.
One, I thought number 5 was running down there. Mike got a piece of him, but Purdue fell on that ball, and he had to touch it.
My goodness.
And the Rockets come up with it.
They're still looking around like, is anyone actually going to say what happened? They're not going to actually call it, but my goodness.
You know, there's 6 of us up here in the press box, 4 for the other team and 2 of us, and all 6 of us agree what happened there.
Wow.
That was a break the Rockets.
Hunter Purdue fell on the ground, touched the ball, and Shelby County recovered. But Bullet East has it with 51 seconds left inside their own 10. Here's Zach Kessler with the shotgun snap. He'll hand it off to Purdue. Makes a man miss. Cuts back to the middle of the field. She's over the 15 and going to be brought down close to the 18-yard line as the clock will stop for the first down run with 45 seconds left to play here in the third.
The Rocket defense is just going to have to pick themselves up and make some plays right here. They're tired. They've been on the field way too much, but they're going to have to make a play.
Keon Stone out there on defense as well tonight now. Here's a pass complete out to the 25. Here's a block in the back, and this one's coming back. The receiver, Ian O'Houlihan, is brought down in Shelby County territory, but this one was a no-doubter. Going to be a block in the back. The flag down, see, right at around the 23-yard line, so they'll march this back about 10 yards. Should spot it back at about the 13.
Well, the Rockets had decent coverage there, and that push in the back did get him free, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. It is an indication by the head official of a block in the back. It was a screen that was set up on the far sideline to number 13, Ian Houlihan, and they will spot it back at about the 13-yard line, the first and about 15.
14 seconds, I don't know if they're going to try to run this or not.
Clock is under 10 seconds. They are lined up to make the play here, but
they're going to hold it.
Looks like they'll let time expire, and it will. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Bullet East has raced out to a 42-25 lead as we head to quarter number 4 here in Mount Washington. This is Rockets football on Power 93.3 WXLN.